Neutron capture elements record the ordered chemical evolution of the disk over time, by Danny Hotter et al. The joint abundance kinematic age measurements of stars provide the means to link the chemical to the environmental and structural evolution of the galaxy. An ensemble of nucleosynthetic channels can be leveraged to build a comprehensive chemical account. Using GALAHDR3, we study the element abundances of Fe, H, alpha, Fe, bar, Fe, and U, Fe, of a proxy meteorite light-year 50,000 red giant stars, as traces of the enrichment by supernovae IA, supernovae II, asymptotic giant branch stars, neutron star mergers and or collasars. We characterize the abundance age profiles for bar, Fe, and U, Fe, in small, alpha, Fe, Fe, H, cells, which serve as an effective reference frame of supernovae contributions. We find that age abundance relations vary across the alpha, Fe, Fe, H plane. Within cells, we find negative age, bar, Fe, relations and flat age, U, Fe, relations. Across cells, we see the slope of the age, bar, Fe, relations evolve smoothly and the U, Fe, relations vary in amplitude. We subsequently model our empirical findings in a theoretical setting using the flexible chain P galactic chemical evolution, GCE, code using Fe, H, Mg, Fe, bar, Fe, and age, bringing us closer to the one-zone GCE model concept. We find that within a one-zone framework, an ensemble of environmental parameters vary to explain the data. Using present-day orbits from TextIt, Gaia, EDR3 measurements, we infer that the environmental parameters that set the chemical abundance distributions vary systematically across birth location and time in the disk. Under our modeling assumptions, the data are consistent with a small gradient in the high mass end of the initial mass function, IMF, across the disk, where the IMF is more top-heavy towards the inner disk and more bottom-heavy in the outer disk. This was Neutron Capture Elements Record the Ordered Chemical Evolution of the Disk Over Time, by Danny Hotter et al.